So we're just going to take a few moments and relax and breathe. Just relax and breathe. And allow ourselves to sink into the peace that underlies all of the activity. That beautiful space of tranquility and calm that resides at the center of all being. Just relaxing and breathing. If it feels good, you can squirm around a little bit and get really comfortable so that you're just ready to relax, to listen, to be still, to be open and receptive to the good that is ever flowing. Abraham has said that there is a hurricane of grace going on at all times. I love that expression. We are living at the center of a hurricane of grace. And grace wants to come to us. Prosperity wants to come to us. Love wants to come to us. Joy wants to come to us. Ease wants to come to us in every moment. And the only thing that stops it is us. And on the video we were watching yesterday is the Abraham video called Who You Really Are, which was the Boston workshop from 2008. Abraham said, "So you say, it feels illogical to just feel good with no reason. And we say, we'll give you a reason." And in fact, they gave us 5 reasons here. If you will feel good, you'll get everything you want. If you'll feel good, you will be in alignment with who you are. If you will feel good, you'll be a vibrational match to source within you. If you will feel good, you'll fulfill your reason for being. If you will feel good, you will be who you were born to be. So let's just take this time we've set aside for a little quiet time. And see what we can feel around for that feels good. And sometimes I think of it as there are things that are good to feel, things that are good to see, things that are good to taste, and things that are good to touch, and things that are good to hear. There are so many things in the universe that are good, that are here all the time. They are ever present. And right now, on this sunny, beautiful day, let's think about how good it feels to have a sunny day. Just breathing and relaxing and thinking about the beauty of a sunshiny day. Right now, it's spring and there are many flowering trees in bloom. And so if you think of the blue sky and the white clouds and the beautiful pink and white flowers on the trees and the lovely birds that come in, just thinking about spring. Spring in Northern Virginia is beautiful. And it feels so good to realize that the seasons do change and the winter is transformed into spring. And then I feel good about the seasons, so it feels good to me that the spring is transformed into summer and all those special summer pleasures that make me smile and laugh. And then the summer turns into fall. And the fall is so beautiful. And then the fall turns into winter. And the earth rests again, and the plants rest. And sometimes we get to hibernate a little bit. And then the winter turns into spring. And it's such a blessing to live in a place that has 4 distinct seasons. 4 different flavors of joy. The wonders of each, giving us opportunities to pause and notice and feel good. Simply feeling good about today, this day. So take a moment and think of anything that you've seen today that made you feel good, that opened your heart, that allowed you to appreciate at a little higher level. And thinking of the things that feel good, we can think of the things we actually feel rather than just emotions. Like how good it feels to feel the sun on your back. Just take a deep breath and imagine standing in the sunshine with the sun on your shoulders and your back, warm and peaceful. And feel a gentle breeze on your face, cool and pleasant. And feel your feet on the ground, connected to the earth. Perhaps taking just a moment to sink an energetic cord into the earth, honoring the earth beneath. And send an energetic cord up to the universe, honoring the infinite. And recognizing ourselves as the channel between the infinite and the earth, both physical and non-physical, both finite and infinite, both temporal and eternal, grounded on the earth, soaring in the infinite. We are such remarkable beings. And as we take the time to get into alignment and feel good, we can perceive more clearly the truth of who we are, the power of our being, the clarity of our being, the light that shines within us. And so take a moment now to see the light that shines within you. It may look like a radiant sun, may look like a lighthouse beacon, may look like a lantern or a candle or just a spark. Doesn't matter how big a light you perceive yourself to be in this moment, because it's always possible to breathe into the light and to see it expand. So just take a moment to breathe into the light that you are and watch the rays go out further. Breathe in and watch the rays go out further. Breathe in, and as you exhale, watch the rays expand so that your light moves beyond your body into the room that you're in, throughout the building you're in, out into the neighborhood surrounding the building. There is no limit to the light that we are, for we are infinite light, carried in beautiful physical bodies. We are that juncture of the finite and the infinite. And we can just relax and breathe in this knowing. Relax and connect to the nature of our being, the true nature, the beauty, the wonder, the power, the clarity, the joy that is the truth of who we are. Sometimes we forget, and that's okay. Because the light continues to shine in us as us, whether we perceive it in the moment or not. And we can always relax and breathe and reconnect and remember and perceive ourselves as light, as infinite, as beautiful, as free, as powerful, as glorious, as adorable. We are beloved by Source. When we are doing what we think of as good, and when we are just blundering around, we are still completely loved. So take a moment and just breathe into the love. And see how you can perceive the love that is present here for you. There is always love coming to you from Source. There is always love. Love is. Love always is. And so as we center down into that love, we can breathe into that love and allow it to expand just as we did with the light. And as you breathe in, you can watch your love expand, and as you breathe out, you can send it out to all the aspects of your physical body. Breathing in and sending love through your organs, cells, and systems. You might notice your hands. When I do that, I can feel my hands tingle. It's like the cells in my body say, "Ooh, wee!" More love. More healing, loving energy in every organ, cell, and system. That beautiful energy is always present. It keeps us alive in every moment. But there is a special little addition when we do it on purpose. There is a joy that is experienced. It can be experienced by us, and I believe is experienced by ourselves as we come into harmony and cooperation and ease, and recognize that healing, that balance, that beauty that takes place in every moment of every day throughout our bodies. Just allowing our own love to go there, to ride on the blood as it delivers oxygen and carries away waste products. To ride on the breath as it delivers oxygen and carries away waste products. To trust that our bodies know. Our bodies are so wise. Abraham tells us that our bodies have intelligence. Every cell is a consciousness that asks and receives. And Abraham says pain is an indication that our cells have asked for energy, and the universe has answered, and we aren't relaxed enough to receive it. So let's just relax and receive, and recognize that even in those moments when we feel some pain, it's not something going wrong, it's something going right. It's our body attempting to heal itself. And we can relax and cooperate with the healing that happens naturally. We can be vehicles of healing. We can do it in ourselves. And we can recognize it in those we love. And so as we breathe into our love, we can see it expand. And we can see it go out and surround the people around us. We can see our love in some wonderful, weird, implausible way, connecting with love that already exists within them. And this beautiful chain of love happening as we connect and they connect. For Abraham reminds us that our relationships are eternal. There is no one we encounter who is not already beloved in our infinite understanding. And so we can connect with our love, with their inner being, with our inner being. And I'm seeing this little circle dance going on between the physical and the non-physical. Just dancing in harmony with the love that is present. Just breathing and relaxing and loving and being love, being light, being grace and peace and power and beauty and joy. That's who we truly are. We want to be in alignment with who we are. And as we imagine fun things, as we imagine beautiful things, as we imagine connections and vibrations and excitement and joy, we are spending time in that feel-good place that allows everything we want to come to us, that allows us to be a vibrational matched source within us, that allows us to fulfill our reason for being. Abraham said that our reason for being is joy. And so take a moment and feel for joy. What does joy feel like to you? Does it have a temperature? Does it have a color? Does joy sparkle in some way? Does joy have a sound or a song connected with it? Does joy have some words connected to it? A phrase or a remembered conversation? Or an activity or an action. Everybody perceives joy differently. But we can connect with joy and breathe into that joy and allow it to expand. Joy makes me smile, and so I sit here and grin. Joy makes me giggle, so I can sit here and laugh. Joy makes me grateful. And so in this moment, let's take a moment and acknowledge all of the things we have to be grateful for. I am grateful for my health. Just noticing some of the parts of your body that are working perfectly. Notice your senses and how they keep in touch with you and keep you in touch with everything else. Grateful for our health and the way our bodies work so beautifully. Grateful for our mobility and our ease. I'm grateful for our wealth. Let's think of all of the things we own, all of the prosperity that surrounds us. Thinking of our homes, perhaps, and our transportation. Thinking of our beds, and our kitchens, and our living rooms. Places to relax, places to prepare food, places to eat, places to sleep. Grateful for all of these beautiful things. Grateful for security and a sense of safety and peace. Sanctuary. That's my favorite word for home. Sanctuary. A place of deep rest and peace and safety and ease. And let's appreciate our family and our friends, the people who make us smile, children, perhaps grandchildren. Relatives, even ancestors, perhaps they're no longer with us, but people who've made chocolate cream pie for us at one time. Or chocolate chip cookies, or turkey dinners. The nurturing people who surround us in our lives. People we love. People who've supported us, who've protected us, who've cared for us in powerful ways throughout our lives. Grateful for all of these people, many of whom taught us how to be who we want to be in life. Some of whom were greater teachers because they taught us how we didn't want to be. And we can appreciate them in the contrast. Grateful for the lessons they taught us to show us who we want to be and how we want to be different. So many things to be grateful for. Grateful for our connection to Source and the power of our emotions to tell us, am I connected in this moment? Am I seeing through the eyes of Source in this moment? If I'm feeling good, I am. If I'm feeling less than good, perhaps it's time to rethink what I'm thinking and make another choice. So why do we want to feel good? Because when we feel good, we get everything we want. When we feel good, we're in alignment with who we are. When we feel good, we're a vibrational match to the Source within us. When we feel good, we fulfill our reason for being. And when we feel good, we are who we were born to be. Those are pretty good reasons to feel good. And I am grateful to Abraham for continuing to remind me that feeling good feels good and that I have a choice. I always have a choice. So for all of this, I do give thanks, because it feels good to focus, and it feels good to love, and it feels good to remember, and I am grateful.